Mayor Rick Kreisman, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, the deputy mayor and city administrator, and other members of city administration were on the steps of City Hall yesterday for a kickoff of a Race to Safe campaign. Here is Dr. Tomlin.
We appreciate your presence today. I'll start today asking you to recall the morning of March 12th. We gathered, as has become our tradition, just a few hundred feet away to raise a flag and our city spirits in celebration of the Grand Prix's annual weekend of racing. But the usual revelry was replaced with contemplation and reflection. Mayor Kreisman's message took a last-minute turn. Emerging concerns about the coronavirus and its potential impact on our community led us to cancel the race. In a sea of uncertainty, our city's leaders stood with our mayor in a firm commitment to put our community's health first. Now, here we stand, 270 days later, many of the same leaders, plus other partners from across our city, to announce another race, steadfastly focused still on our community's health and the ongoing battle to protect each other from the devastating effects of COVID-19. Today, we launch St. Pete's Race to Safe, our community-wide effort to become and remain Florida's most COVID-safe community. We began this journey with very little information, even fewer answers, and an urgent need for the national leadership required to face down a global pandemic. Today, we know much more. We have a robust local testing strategy. We wear masks and follow other precautions to protect one another. Our local economy has found a way to move forward safely, and a vaccine is on the way. It truly is a different day. But we have a long way to go. In fact, we know as we see news of cities across our nation imposing restrictions and shutting down that our ongoing work to remain a safe and healthy community is just getting started. Our most critical days may very well be yet to come. St. Pete's committed to building a healthy community that creates equitable access and outcomes for all of us. This virus could cripple those efforts, disproportionately disrupting our most vulnerable communities in ways that could have devastating and long-lasting effects on our health, our economy, and our total way of life. Mayor Kreisman meets with his coronavirus advisors regularly. Many of them are gathered here with us today. We speak with business owners, faith leaders, and the academics who run college campuses here in St. Pete. We reach out to residents and talk to the heroes who work in and run our hospitals. Everyone's facing different acuities, different concerns, but one request is common. One thing gets clear. Communication is key. We cannot share enough information, resources, guidance, and empowerment with our community in our ongoing work to stay safe, which is why we are all gathered here today. Special thanks to Marketing Director Nina Mahmoudi and the city's top-notch marketing team. They quickly created a comprehensive community-wide awareness and engagement campaign that will help us get safely across the finish line of this pandemic. And thanks to messaging genius Dex Fabian of I Love the Burg, who is also with us today, for the fabulous idea of a positive pivot that plays up our collective commitment to one another in a relatable, race-themed way. Mayor Kreisman will now share an update more about the Race to Safe campaign and what it's going to take to get to victory together. Thanks again for being here.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Deputy Mayor. And I also want to thank all of you in the media for being here and enduring this weather. This is an important message that we want to get out to the community, and we really couldn't do it without you all. You know, I really do believe that one of our advantages here in St. Petersburg is that we built and continue to build a culture of health through our Healthy St. Pete initiative and through Health in All Policies, and we owe much credit to that culture, to my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Tomlin, and to our City Council. And with us today from City Council is Councilmember Darden Rice. Thank you for being here. I also want to recognize members of my city team who are here, and of course, if I try and name everyone, I know I'll leave someone out. But quite frankly, I'm incredibly fortunate to have the best city team in America by my side as we navigate this pandemic. I do, however, want to specifically thank Amber Boulding, who leads our emergency management efforts here in St. Pete. Her predecessor retired a couple of years ago, and he was a wonderful man and had big shoes to fill. And so I also need to thank our fire chief, Jim Large, for making the right call and promoting Amber. We are thankful to her, to Kayla, and her entire team. My thanks as well to the elected officials, including County Commissioner Renee Flowers, Gershom Faulkner, who represents Congressman Crist, his office, our dignitaries, the members of my advisory board, and the community leaders who are standing with me here today. Thanks to the leaders throughout the region and the state of Florida who understand the importance of taking simple precautions. Leaders like my friend across the bay, Mayor Jane Castor. And thank you to my ribbon-cutting partner and friend, CEO and President of the St. Petersburg Chamber, Chris Steinacher. Knowing that I have your support and the support of the Chamber and the business community in taking the actions that we have to slow the spread of the virus has been invaluable. Now, he wasn't able to be here today with us, but I do want to call out my partner in this effort, the County Administrator, Barry Burton, and all of the other county commissioners, along with the sheriff. Folks, we live in a big county, and we can't get and make the progress we need to if we're not all working together. And the county has been an amazing partner with us here in St. Petersburg. You know, if we could fit 270,000 residents up here, and it was safe to do that, we would. But these folks that are standing behind me are really representative of them. And I am grateful for their support during this challenging time. And although they're not here, I need to thank every single healthcare worker in St. Petersburg and in Pinellas County for putting yourselves on the front line of this public health crisis and keeping us safe. You all are heroes, each and every one of you. Now, before discussing our new campaign, I do want to provide you with a COVID update. 6.1% tested positive in yesterday's overnight county data. Nearly 5,000 tests were included in that batch, and more than 20,000 tests have been included in the last 4 days of data. So lots of people are being tested, which is great news. And we want to encourage everyone to get tested. And if you're symptomatic, please, you definitely need to be tested. Our 2-week average of percent positivity is 5.8%. This remains the lowest 2-week average among Florida's top 10 most populated counties, which is pretty good considering we happen to be the most densely populated county in the state. And as I've said time and again on social media, I am proud of where we are in comparison to others, but quite frankly, it's not good enough. We must bring that number down. In Pinellas County, hospital bed availability continues to remain stable, but we must be clear-eyed about this. 3,000 of our fellow neighbors here in Pinellas have been hospitalized, 3,000. And we're all on edge about the impact of Thanksgiving and the other holiday gatherings that may have an impact on our numbers. Now, a vaccine will come, it will be safe, and everyone should receive one. But let's be honest, folks, the majority of our community will not receive a vaccine for quite some time. And so we still have a lot of work to do. And that's why today we're announcing the Race to Safe. Given our focus on mask wearing and the cooperation we've seen from our residents and business owners, St. Pete and Pinellas County have largely remained a step ahead of the virus since day one. But we haven't been perfect. We can do more and we can do better. We've issued more citations than we should have had to. And as seen on the images Sheriff Galtieri showed the other day, too many business owners and patrons continue to let their guard down. And so we will continue to enforce existing orders. But I believe we are well positioned to be Florida's most COVID-safe community. If any county or city can bring their percentage of positivity down even more, it's Pinellas and it's St. Pete. We can do this. We've done it before. Our efforts have evolved as this virus has evolved. First, we restarted St. Pete in a safe and responsible manner, the St. Pete way. And we were doing well in spite of the federal and state response to this pandemic. However, the state's phase three reopening and the sudden inability to enforce our individual mask mandate, as well as the confusion that followed, proved to be too much even for our community. It's time that we recommit ourselves, that we make good, smart, healthy choices. In the coming days, you'll begin to see Race to Safe education occurring throughout the city, from sidewalks to billboards to social media. Right now, at stpeteracetosafe.com, there's a new toolkit. You'll see it alongside other helpful information. You'll also see the Race to Safe standings, showing where we are in comparison to Florida's most populated counties. Now, I want to reiterate something about this virus and about our actions in response to it. This isn't about politics. It isn't about posturing. It's about public health. It's about saving lives. And the most important job of any elected official is public health and safety and protecting the lives of the community we serve. So think about this. In Pinellas County alone, we have lost nearly 1,000 of our neighbors to COVID-19. 1,000. That's not just a number. It's 1,000 people who made our community better. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, brothers, sisters, friends, colleagues. Gone. Let's honor these people by doing the right thing, by wearing a mask, by making good decisions. Let's reconsider hosting or attending public or private events or having friends over to our home. Let's hold our office parties by Zoom. Let's celebrate the holidays wisely this year so that we're around for them next year. This is St. Pete. This is sunshine at the end of the tunnel, even if it isn't sunny today. Soon we'll have coherent, consistent messaging coming from Washington. We'll have a vaccine. It's been a long 9 months, but we have just a little further to go. So I'm asking every resident, every business owner, every visitor to join this race to save. Let's make St. Pete and Pinellas County the COVID-safest city and county in the state of Florida. Let's make sure our residents and visitors feel safe living here and visiting here. Let's make sure our businesses can continue to stay open until a vaccine is available to everyone. To me, this campaign is the right step. It's our last and best chance at having our economy coexist with the virus before having to put more restrictions in place. And so again, I thank you all for coming today. And with that, I'll come down there and take some questions.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking from City Hall on Monday.